USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong Santa Ana winds are buffeting much of the state of California, where the conditions are also quite dry. But the utility companies there are finding they're taking heat from many critics not happy about their decision to shut down power to hundreds of thousands of people in recent days to try to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires. The president of PG&E, Bill Johnson, responding to critics who say the shutoffs should be more targeted.
We acted on our prediction. Now, we don't have the granularity we need to get down to a city block or one street.
While none are so far blamed on power equipment, there are wildfires exploding across California in these Santa Ana winds. One of them that started last night, the Saddle Ridge wildfire north of Los Angeles, exploding to 4,600 acres. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators were in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota last night near the Target Center where President Trump was holding a campaign rally. Police say things went well until late in the evening when the otherwise largely peaceful protesters started burning Make America Great Again hats. And a few blocks away, police clashed with members of a pro-Trump militia-style group that confronted police. Inside the rally, the president discussed a variety of issues, including the corruption allegations he's made against former Vice President, now White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a gun. It's 100% true.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has been awarded the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New York Congressman Republican Lee Zeldin still has plenty of questions about the so-called whistleblower and Democrat Adam Schiff. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
As House Democrats continue to lead an impeachment inquiry over President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, the whistleblower's identity is still unknown. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News,
there's a lot of focus on this whistleblower. What that statement doesn't provide any light on is why is it that before that attorney was even hired and even knew about the whistleblower complaints, that the whistleblower was already in touch with Schiff and his staff?
I'm Tim Berg.
Former South Carolina Congressman Republican Trey Gowdy leaving Fox News for a new position involving President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Fox News says it's decided to part ways with former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy after Gowdy was named outside counsel to President Trump as the impeachment inquiry ramps up. Gowdy had joined Fox News as a contributor just a few months ago. The 55-year-old had served as the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he headed up the House Benghazi panel, which investigated a terrorist attack in Libya that left four Americans dead. Last week, Gowdy had said on Fox News that Representative Adam Schiff, the California Democrat leading the impeachment inquiry, was, quote, mishandling the investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.